Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. We have a question for you. Have you ever considered learning all about another country, say China?
您好。
Well, a local electronic game developer may have just the ticket. Ken Durkin is the creator of Zon, an elaborately layered interactive video game.
你好，欢迎来中国。
He created it a few years back with two aims, to prepare young people for the global economy and to create what he calls next-generation electronic language learning. The story of Ken Durkin and Zon also offers an interesting look at how a promising commercial idea evolves in 2013, especially one involving electronic media. Here to talk about Zon and his efforts to make it a success is Ken Durkin, Zon's creator and the president of Zon Labs, LLC. Hi, Ken.
Good morning.
As well as Jeff Banker, whose title is Entrepreneur in Residence at Spartan Innovations, which provides various support necessary to turn MSU research technologies into successful businesses. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning.
An entrepreneur with the last name of Banker sounds very promising indeed.
Banker, that's an engineer.
Ken Durkin, describe what it's like to play Zon in a little bit more detail. What happens?
A user goes in and they create an account. That account then allows them to build an avatar. An avatar is a digital representation of yourself.
Okay.
So you get to skin it, dress it, kind of like a digital doll. Then that becomes your persona in the game. The whole game's narrative is based on being a tourist in China. So very much high use words that you would get when you show up at the airport. How do you go through customs? How do you get your baggage? How do you exchange money? And then moving on from there, going to a hotel, checking in. At that point, the economy of the game kicks in. You have to eat, you want to go shopping, you want to get better clothes, and that's where the social component also builds.
And who is using Zon today? Who's experiencing this?
It's a wide range of people. It can be anybody, a lot of adult language learners interested in Chinese, but we've had a real pickup in middle school age kids. In the U.S. with language learning, a lot of the language learning that used to be in high school, where it was romance languages like French, Italian, and German, Spanish, has moved into kind of 21st century languages, Chinese, Japanese, Korean. And the idea that these kids in middle school need exposure to that is very important. So a lot of school districts are looking at getting those kids exposed. Plus, they're also the perfect base for language learning in the digital age.
Without a doubt. Jeff Banker, what has explained Spartan Innovations' role in Zon?
Spartan Innovations, Spartan Innovations is the new branch of MSU that ultimately spun out of the Tech Transfer Office. That's sole mission is to nurture entrepreneurship in the university and to support spin-out companies and help companies that want to take technology created here at MSU and create for-profit enterprises and, you know, spring forth into the market.
Okay. Now, Zon has been around for a few years. How has it evolved, Ken, and where are you today in 2013?
Zon started out as a research contract. It was part of a kind of group of grants and contracts that is evolved around the Confucius Institute at Michigan State University and the College of Ed. Zon was developed by the content team from the Confucius Institute, plus a bunch of other people who were game designers, telecommunications, even here at ComArts, all put their touch on it. And then it basically ran for the longest time as a beta. And in 2012, we decided that it needed to move out of the university. The funding in terms of the research contract had ended, and we had a good base of users, and we wanted to move that into a commercial enterprise.
Okay. How does somebody in Ken's situation, Jeff Banker, monetize Zon here? What is the end game from your perspective?
Well, the end game from the Spartan Innovations perspective is we want Ken and we want Zon Labs to be successful in the marketplace. I'm one of four CEOs in residence or entrepreneurs in residence. Our mission, and I'm a part-time resource here, our mission is simply to help the budding entrepreneur understand what the marketplace is all about. How do you raise money? How do you plan for raising money? How do you take products to market? How do you do sales? Typically things that a university staff or a researcher may not have thought about previously. We're simply here to provide that advice and mentoring and guidance to help them along.
I'm still not clear though, Ken. Are you on the road to independence? Is it questionable that you will become a self-sufficient viable business, or where are you?
It's always questionable if you're going to be a self-sufficient business. So what Spartan Innovations and the MSU Technology Innovations Group has done is allowed us to think about how to make a commercial product. So move out into a company. And that's what we did. We licensed the software from Michigan State University and at the same time have gotten help from Michigan State University to move out into the private sector. So we're a legitimate company. We have clients and we're moving forward as quickly as possible.
You've been kicked out of the nest.
Yeah.
You have. Yeah. But you launched a Kickstarter campaign to fund the development of Zahn. Where does that stand?
So Kickstarter is a way to kind of earn money or pledge people who want to subscribe to the service. So what we did is we put out a Kickstarter saying for $30 a user, you can subscribe to our service and basically get half price for an annual subscription. That way we get some revenue under our belt so that we can finish the product quicker. We don't have to worry about development timelines as much. We just quickly deliver the service to the people through their pledges.
What were you first, though? Were you an electronic game developer or were you a China enthusiast?
Electronic game developer.
Okay.
A product like this, Zahn, is so immense that we have such a wide variety of people who've touched it in the past and as well work on it now. So we have the Chinese language content specialists, we have the game developers, and we have programmers, as well as just user interface designers, marketers, website designers. I mean, you just name it. It's a big endeavor.
Jeff Banker, how many projects are you overseeing right now or are you involved in at Spartan Innovations?
Typically, it's about four. I think at this current setting, there's six actually and I'm doing, of course, a ton of work with Ken here. He's one of the primary projects, but I think up to six projects right now. But typically it's four or five we're looking at.
Okay. And Ken, you've taken up residence. Well, you've been at the NEO Center in Lansing for a while.
Yeah, we've been at the NEO Center for about a year, and they've been very helpful. We got hooked up there with Tom Stewart and his group, and it's been a wonderful place to be. It's great to be in Lansing. I felt like we needed to be somewhere in Lansing and not, say, right across from MSU. That seemed too close to the nest, as you put it. And so being in Lansing's been great. We got a lot of support from the Lansing Economic Area Partnership with Jeff Smith and Ken Smusiak. They've been great. And so also have gotten help from Ann Arbor Spark out of Ann Arbor, which is a tech transfer and kind of entrepreneurial effort.
Jeff Banker, do you work more with faculty or students or both?
Almost entirely faculty. There's a separate group, if you will, run by Paul Jakes within Spartan Innovations. He's responsible for student outreach. So there's a hatch over there, for example, that is student-led entrepreneurial ideas that they're trying to hatch out of that. That's right on our floor over there. Paul runs that. But the CEOs and residents tend to work more so with the experienced staff and professors and researchers and things like that.
There appears to have been an awful lot of momentum generated from the notion of taking a university-based idea and getting it out into the larger world. You've seen this unfold, I take it.
I have. I've been here just over 2 years, I think, and the change in 2 years has been tremendous. In fact, Spartan Innovations did not exist 2 years ago. I was working in the tech transfer office. Our executive director, Brian Abraham, has just passed his year anniversary. He's putting in place lots of new programs. It's gone from, I would say, being many years behind other universities in the state to maybe just a few years behind, just in a couple of years. It's been tremendous progress.
Ken, is Zahn Labs, do you employ people, or is it a one-man show at this point?
Several people work as co-founders of the company, and some of them for free to cut on costs, but also at the same time, we do have employees. Specifically in programming. Programming is a very hard thing to find. There's a lot of competition for it.
There's no shortage of Chinese faculty and students at Michigan State University. What do they make of Zahn?
Zahn was developed in the College of Education. It was kind of a different look at how language instruction should be done, specifically with Chinese, a much more Western approach compared to the Eastern approach, which is memorizing characters and working through kind of the traditional way of learning Chinese. So we took a very Western communicative competency approach. And I think people have responded to it very well. And people really have endorsed the work that's been done at the Confucius Institute at Michigan State University as well, in terms of Chinese teacher training and other services that were done at the Confucius Institute. So overall, I think the initiatives that we've had, including Zahn, have been very well received.
Ken Durkin is the creator of Zahn and the president of Zahn Labs, LLC. We thank him, as well as Jeff Banker, entrepreneur in residence at Spartan Innovations. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Good luck.